Asterman syndrome. So, history of dilatation and curettage, you need to know it can cause intrauterine synecdoche, which are intrauterine fibrous strands, intrauterine fibrous adhesions, but they're called synecdoche. The word adhesions is not a great word term to use in this case, because when we say adhesions, we tend to think like extra uterine within the peritoneal cavity, like due to prior surgery, right? That's when we think of adhesions, like causing small bowel obstruction, completely different.
Synecdoche is spelled what? Sorry, I never seen that
S
word.
S Y N E C H I A E.
Okay.
Sneaky. When I was on my obs guide notation, that's how the obstetricians pronounced it. Granted, I went to school in Australia, but like they said sneaky. Okay, so but you need to know you get amenorrhea. They like that. So I'll tell you, 36-year-old woman, she had a history of dilatation and curettage following a vaginal delivery 2 years ago, complicated by postpartum hemorrhage. And they'll say her periods have not resumed since, but she does have cyclical abdominal pain. And then they'll tell you the husband, his semen analysis is normal, or he has like prior children with a different wife, with his prior wife. And the answer is just uterine synecdoche or Asherman syndrome. Got it? Right. And then lichen sclerosis. Do you know what that is?
That's the elderly lady with the vulvar irritation.
Good. Okay. So white patchy vulvar lesion, as you said, and you're going to biopsy first. Do a punch biopsy from the side of the lesion. You have to rule out SCC. Although topical steroids are treatment, the USMLE wants biopsy first, not steroids, when both are listed, because you have to rule out SCC. You get like a preeclampsia question, and they want us, and they ask you what the greatest risk to the fetus is. You need to know it's fetal growth restriction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because of the placenta, uterine placental insufficiency.
Perfect. Amazing. So uterine placental insufficiency, we said was the cause, but they'll just give you a vignette where they say high blood pressure, protein in the urine, pregnant woman, and what's the risk to the fetus? Fetal growth restriction. You need to know preeclampsia occurs after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Before 20 weeks of pregnancy, if you have proteinuria and hypertension, you want to think that that's a mole.
Oh, okay.
Dating error is the most common cause of abnormal AFP measurement.
Right, okay.
So the answer is re-ultrasound. Don't do another AFP measurement first. So like your AFP was correct, it was just your dating error. So you have to re-ultrasound to get the correct dates. Oh, you'll like this one. Androgen sensitivity syndrome versus Müllerian agenesis.
Androgen sensitive syndrome, syndrome is no uterus, and don't they have scant hair?
In both androgen sensitivity syndrome and Müllerian agenesis, they're both going to have a vagina that ends in a blind pouch, except you're going to have scanty or absent pubic and axillary hair in androgen insensitivity, whereas they'll tell you there's normal hair or coarse hair in Müllerian agenesis. And clearly, androgen sensitivity syndrome, karyotypically, it's a male. You diagnose, they'll say, how do you diagnose karyotype? 46XY. Whereas Müllerian agenesis, it actually is a female, 46XX. You're not going to have external male features if you don't have DHT. So in androgen sensitivity syndrome, you can't get external male genitalia because the DHT, you just have insensitivity to it. Copper IUD is the number one emergency contraceptive. It's most effective. You cannot insert an IUD if there's current STD. And you need to know that contraindications to combined oral contraceptive pills to the estrogen-containing oral contraceptive pills. So female smokers greater than 35, migraine with aura, malignancy, thrombotic disorders, history of stroke, etc. They can get progesterone only.
Only
oral contraceptive pills can be described as triphasic oral contraceptives. So they say, like, they give you a history, and they say, like, history of migraines or something, and with Aura. And then they say, what's contraindicated? And the answer is triphasic oral contraceptives.
So for IUD, a history of STD is okay, correct?
History is okay, but not current.
Okay.
She certainly needs to be negative, correct. There's obviously more I could talk about regarding all the contraception, but I'll move on.